And as usual, when we have yani a limited number, I prefer to make it more discussion than sermon or talk. Please help me to share with me in the topic of tonight. Actually, for the last few weeks, we were speaking about the birth of the new church, the church of the New Testament. And we saw that it started and ended. The salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ just before his ascension to heavens commanded his disciples to await for the promise of the Father, which is the Holy Spirit. Tonight I will make it opposite to every time. I will speak in English, and if everyone does not understand the English, I can translate into Arabic. I'm sure that my English is much more less than every one of you. Every one of you speaks English fluently more than me and better than myself. But I'll try to make it in this form. We speak in English. My very weak accent, and I'm sure that every one of you will understand. Whoever does not understand just asks and I will explain. So as I said, just before the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem until they receive the promise of the Father, which is the power of the Holy Spirit. And then we spoke about that in the first week. I remember that the first week was Abuna Makari here. And we spoke about Jerusalem, Judea, Galilee, and to the end of the world, at the end of the earth. He attended a part of the sermon here. And then the week after, we spoke about the descendant of the Holy Spirit, Hulul, Ruh al-Qudus, the descendant of the Holy Spirit on the disciples, and the birth of the church. And then we saw the the activity of the Holy Church from the very beginning last week, and we discovered that at least out of the seven sacraments which the church still keeps for all her children to practice were mentioned in chapter 2 in the Acts of Apostles. اكتشفنا ان في ست اسرار من السبع اسرار على الاقل موجوده في سفر اعمال الرسل اصحاح 2. And one of them almost in one verse or two, and the other in lately in the last verses of the same chapter. Just to refresh your memory, I will read the... Is it only English? Only English. Discrimination against the Arabic. The Bible must be written in English and Bible next time. I caught you as you caught me. So, in chapter 2, in the early church, the practice of the early church, just after St. Peter preached for the first time in the history of the church, after they received the Holy Spirit, the people were cut to the heart, and then The people asked Saint Peter and the rest of the disciples what to do. And the answer was in verse 39. For the promise, I'm sorry, before that. Then Peter said to them, repent. Verse 38. قال لهم نعمل ايه؟ يقول لما سمعوا نخسوا في قلوبهم. Cut to the heart, يعني نخسوا في قلوبهم. وقالوا لهم نعمل ايه؟ فقالوا لهم الاتي، repent، نمرة واحد، فاكرين من الأسبوع اللي فات يا جماعة؟ repent، repent means repentance and confession، sacrament. And let every one of you be baptized، baptism، number two، in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins، number three، and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repentance and confession, baptism and confirmation. التوبة والاعتراف والمعمودية والإيه وحلول الروح القدس اللي هو سر الميرون. In chapter, in the same chapter, verse 42, يقول and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. وكان الجميع يواظبون بنفس واحدة على تعليم الرسل والشركة وكسر الخبز والصلوات. Verse 42. ده الإيه؟ القداس، وده يبقى الهولي كوميونيون نمبر 4. ومين اللي كان بيتكلم؟ Peter and the apostles who were priests at that time because the Lord ordained them before his ascension. I said six, it's not six because في لسه two other sacraments اللي هم ايه matrimony و anointing of the sick people. Matrimony تلاقيها في Luke 14 و anointing of the sick people تلاقيها في James chapter 5. Now, after they gladly, نرى بقى من بعد كده, they continued steadfastly, as we said, then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Here we see something very amazing. Not only the preaching of St. Peter, but even before the miracles of St. Peter and the disciples who performed many signs, they already, the people already accepted the message of salvation. And they accepted the New Testament. And they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as a Redeemer and Savior. And they repented. They have been baptized. And they had received the Holy Spirit and the confirmation. But after that, to give more proof that these people are not just playing on them or preaching them theoretically, the Lord permitted that many signs and miracles on the hands of the apostles. Many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. مش بس الوعظ اللي قاله بطرس الرسول واللي آمن على إيده 3000. لا، بعد كده ربنا إدى معجزات وآيات وعجائب على أيدي الرسل كانوا بيعملوا. دي حاجة لطيفة جدا جدا. أول بروميس من ربنا للتلاميذ بتوعه. يلا واحد يقول لي الآية بقى. ها؟ إيه الآية؟ إيه البروميس اللي ربنا أداها لتلاميذه؟ مش سامع. لا أترككم يتامى. لا أنا بس بقول على حكاية العجائب دي. الآيات والعجائب اللي على ملها التلاميذ. يا أيوة قال إيه؟ whoever believes in me. يا whoever believes in me the works that I do he will do and much more than me. Here we will see something was said about Saint Peter was not said about our Lord Jesus Christ himself. We'll see it in chapter 3. Here a very important question. Does the miracle make the principal and the first step for the people to believe? No. Or yes? Yes or no? No. مش كده؟ No. Can you prove? Yeah, before that. How many times had the Lord performed miracles and wonders? Out of any number, how many of the people believe in him? You know? يعني كم معجزة المسيح عملها في حياته على الأرض؟ كم في المية آمن بالمسيح ساعته؟ قليل جدا. Even those whom the Lord healed already. The Pharisees and the chief priests bribed them and gave them money to say false accusation about our Lord Jesus Christ. One day one of the saints said, the hands, the leper hands that the Lord healed, pointed at him and said, crucify him. And the mouths that the Lord healed also, they will despise our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, if he was the Son of Man, let him go down the cross and then we'll see and believe. Iskanda ibn Allah inzil ala salib fanara wa nu'min. So the miracles may strengthen our faith. But it's not the main reason of our faith. المعجزة ممكن تقوي إيماننا. ولكن المعجزة ما بتبقاش دايما هي سبب الإيمان. مش دايما. لأن ياما ناس بتحصل مع المعجزات. والناس بتنبهر جدا بالمعجزات لكن مش هي ديت السكة. The people get amazed with the miracle. But this is not the way. The main miracle is the forgiveness of sins. And this miracle already happened on the cross through the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he said that the miracles or the wonders were following the faithful people. Al-ayat eh? Not proceed, but follow. Follow means come after. Proceed means come before. ما قالش الآيات كانت تتقدم المؤمنين، قال كانت تتبع المؤمنين، كانت الأول الإيمان وبعدين إيه الآيات. Now all who believed were together, had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. This is the wonderful description of the very early church. This is the practice of the early church. هذه كانت الكنيسة. One accord, one heart, one spirit, one pocket. Right? I said one pocket at last, يعني a pocket دي يعني related to money. But I say it here. It was one of the signs that these people lived together as one body. Different organs, but one body. And the body is the church, and the head is our Lord Jesus Christ. The people sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. In another place, you will find that the people were putting the money under the feet of the apostles. And this is the right place of the money. It shouldn't be in your heart, but under your feet. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ, when he went to the temple, as we said, if you remember in the Holy Week, we said, what did the Lord do when he entered the temple? What did he do? Scrumpled the table of the money. What happened to the money? It was in the ground to say, this is the place of the money. You could have said to them, take your money and go. But he did not do that. He put the money on the ground. And this is the right place of the money. It doesn't mean if we have that faith, it will be very good. I heard this morning an amazing story about Abuna Mikhail Ibrahim. Abuna Mikhail Ibrahim is one of our present saints. We saw him. We dealt with him. He departed about less than 40 years ago. I don't remember exactly, but I saw him when I was a deacon. I saw him after that. And before his priesthood, he was an employee. And one day it was the first day of the month. And he received his salary, he put it in his pocket. And while he was going home, a widow met him, and she explained to him how much she needed Yani, and she asked him to help her. Then he put his hand in his pocket and he took the whole salary and he gave the salary to the woman, and then he went home. Then his wife asked him about the money. He said, a widow called Kana, she met with me and she asked me. I gave her the money. She said, what will we do? What we will do? The rest, today, the first day in the month, how come that you do that? He said, the Lord, He is the Almighty God. He will take care of us. Don't worry about that. The next day he went to his work, and then the treasurer of the section or the department came to him and said, "Am Mikhail, why did you leave yesterday quickly? The manager decided to give you all the employee, including yourself, what they call reward, mukafa, for your work for a couple of months ago." And he said to him, "Take this." And then he opened the envelope and he counted, and he found that the amount is the whole salary minus the tithe. And then he went home and he said to his wife, "Look, the Lord took his tithe first and gave me the rest, the net salary." It's a true story. It's not just something fantasy. I say, this happened. This happened with him. لا كده ربنا رجع لنا المرتب تاني ما تزعليش. ربنا رجع لنا المرتب تاني بس خد العشور في الأول من الأول يعني. So the salary was 9/10. The reward was 9/10 from the salary. So it's a matter of faith. Matter of faith. If I have faith, that's okay. If I don't have faith, also that's okay. But sometimes, concerning the money, let me speak about this. Concerning the money outside, actually, sometimes we count it, forgetting that the Lord, He is the main source of what we have. Not only our work, because sometimes people work and work and work, and they don't take their right salary. The people are unjust with them. Most of the people, most of times. This is the money of the world. Anyhow, let us move forward, lest you say Abuna is speaking about money much. But here, he sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all, as anyone had need. It's, I take my need only. And be sure that the Lord will bless much more, because the Lord can never be debtor to me. ربنا مش ممكن يبقى مديون لي. لا يمكن. Never. Never. If I give, He will give much more. If you don't believe me, read the book of Malachi tonight. You will find His promise in that. Continuing daily with one accord, yani number one, giving. Number two, oneness of heart. And until today, the church prays for the oneness of heart. If we have one heart, then we will love the same person from all our hearts. And we will love one another through this person who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Continuing daily with one accord in the temple. Why in the temple? Because the church was not, as a place, was not until this time consecrated. There was no specific church like what we have now. So in the beginning of the church, so to move from the Judaism to Christianity, they still pray. They were still praying in the temple. But practicing or celebrating the liturgy from house to house. They did not pray the liturgy in the temple of the Old Testament. But they were praying the psalms in Mazamir and any other prayers in the temple. Look at 46. Continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. Today here, today with Michelle, and then Michael, and then Paul, and then Shenouda, and then from house to house. Why? Because the breaking of bread is the Holy Communion. كانوا بيصلوا في الهيكل بتاع سليمان لكن عمرهم ما عملوا قداس في الهيكل. عملوا قداسات في البيوت من بيت لبيت. يبقى number one, numbness of heart. Number two, prayers. And number three, the liturgy, the Holy Communion. From the beginning, they were partaking the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. How come that we say today, wow, we don't know where you have that from, what you call Holy Communion. We had that from the very beginning here, from the first chapter and the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. Breaking bread from house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. The last verse in the description. This is what we call fellowship. This is what we call agape. They used to eat together. They used to eat together in simple hearts. And in gladness that I give my brother and brother gives me. I give my sister and my sister gives me. I give my wife and my wife gives me. I give my children give me. This was the church from the very beginning, exchanging the life. The food is the last thing. But even when we have food, we eat it in simplicity of heart and in gladness. And then, praising God and having favor with all the people, praising God and having favor with all the people. مسبحين الله. Favor with all the people, يعني إيه؟ Favor with all the people. It's a result, enormous result of the good life. حياة طبيعية يعني نتيجة طبيعية. نتيجة طبيعية لحياتنا مع ربنا أن إحنا نبقى in favor with everyone. مع بعض كده حلوين وكويسين. Conclusion. إيه؟ The Lord added to the church. يعني the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Why didn't he say that the disciples were adding daily people? Because the owner is God. The owner is God. And we are just servant in his field. Whatever the servants do, they do for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. ما ينفعش كان يقول التلاميذ كانوا بيخدموا كل يوم وربنا التلاميذ كانوا بيضموا ناس كل يوم. لا. ده بيقول وكان الرب في كل يوم يضم كل يوم يضم هؤلاء الذين ايه يخلصون. إذن the service you do But the result is His. I have nothing to do. I'm just a servant, or less than a servant. It's His field, it's His work. يا ترى الكنيسة دلوقتي كده. This is a question. Is the church now? خلينا صراحة كده. في ناس بتهز راسها كده بشدة. Yes, أنا كمان بهز راسي معاكي. Yes, we want to come back to the oneness of heart. If we have oneness of heart, if we have our food and gladness and simple of heart, if we are in favor with all the people, without any effort, the people will come to the faith daily, hundreds or thousands. Not through our preaching, not through our teaching, not through our sermons, not through our books, not through the DVDs. Although all of these are good, but not enough. Through the practicing, through the true life, the people will not listen to them. The people will see the good works. مش كده؟ قال كده؟ For people to see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's why whatever I preach, even if I am the most famous preacher in the whole world, and the people come to me with thousands and watch me in the television in millions, but I myself am not living what I am giving, do not expect the work of the Lord. The Lord was adding to the church daily those who were being saved because of the faithfulness of His servants, the disciples and the apostles and the Miriams and those who like Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of Saint Mark, and those who believed in Jesus Christ and they came to the salvation on His hands. They were speaking about their lives. And how did the Lord save their lives? And because the people saw that these faithful people, this new church is different. Everyone is selling everything, putting under the feet, living in harmony, in one accord with the others. This is the mystery of the growth of the early church. And this is what we need nowadays. إحنا محتاجين للحكاية دي جدا الأيام دي. We need the oneness of heart. If not for the whole church, at least for the parish. If not in the whole parish, at least in every church. If not in every church, at least in every family. What can I do? What can I say more? Because the family is the unit of the church, and the church is one of the parishes or dioceses, and the parishes is one of the whole Mother Church. Yes, Fabiola, take the. Yeah.
It's in a little bit of a funny question, but how come we can't do that now if we did it before in Acts? How come? Why aren't we doing it? Why do we have societies like Amish who live in one community, yet we're supposed to be like that and we're not doing it. How come? Why?
How come that we are now?
Why can't we do it now? But it was done in Acts.
Who can answer? Yeah. Yeah, give her the microphone.
Lack of love. Lack of love.
Lack of love. This is one of the reasons. Lack of love. Why lack of love, Imre? لا بس هي بتقول بخلينا في الحته دي بتقول فقدان الحب بتقول فقدان الحب lack of love او قلة الحب فبقول ليه الحب قل ها مين اللي عارف الآية who knows the verse ها
ابتدى المحبة الذات
فيها آية ايوه لا فيها آية آية قالها المسيح عن علامات a verse the Lord said among the signs of the end لا مش هو اللي قال لا تحب العالم لا في آية واضحة قوي قالها المسيح هقولها بالعربي بعدين نقولها بالإنجليزي بيقول لأجل كثرة الإثم تبرد محبة الكثيرين because ها قول الآية بس تعالي cools أيوة because of the sins And because the sins increases and increase and increase, so the love will decrease and decrease and decrease. Why? Because the heart cannot contain two contradictions. ما يقدرش القلب يحب حاجتين ضد بعض. The heart cannot easily love two opposite things together. The Lord said one day, either two yes, either to love God or money. إما أن تحب الله إما أن تحب المال You cannot contain them together. The possessions of this world can be in your heart, and the love of God could be in your mind. Or the love of God will be in your heart, and the money will be in your under your feet not even in your mind under your feet that's why the people easily who loved God so much did not hesitate to sell all their possessions it did not take long time yes or not and when they were hesitated We will see, unfortunately, later, the story of Hananiah and Sapphira. They wanted to contain the two contradictions in their heart. And to be looked, to appear in the world, as if they are good, faithful people and good Christians. But unfortunately, The punishment was very strong, and the message was very strong. And sometimes people are offended. How come? يعني ايه موتوا؟ ايه يعني اللي عملوه؟ What did they do? What did they do? Saint Peter said it. He said to them, the money was yours. And the possessions were yours. No one pushed you to do that. But you want to take the stick from the middle. تاخد العصايه من الايه من النص ما تنفعش عشان كده ما نفعتش الحكايه it does not mean every one of us will do what ابونا ميخائيل did no we say every time lead us not into temptation but even if but on the contrary if you are asked about something and you feel that your brother and sister is in need, do not hesitate to give. Do not hesitate to give. طبعا not every time Abuna Mikhail was doing that every month, but it happened with him as a good story and as a good example for us that relying on God will never put us down. Or let us be in need of anything. There are many stories about that. And be sure that the Lord gives you يعني, much more than you ask and expect. Clearly, I was intending to have the Acts of Apostles chapter 3, but we stuck. But anyhow, the Lord speaks or gives us whatever all of us need. Yeah. I think it's enough. Any question? Any question? I am here. أتفضل.
How is it that John the Baptist, after baptizing Jesus Christ and he was in the prison afterwards, he sent his disciples to ask if he's truly the Son of God or not? Like he baptized him already and he knows that he's the Son of God and he said he is comes the Lamb.
Who?
The Son of God. John the Baptist.
John the Baptist?
He sent two of his disciples and to ask Jesus Christ, are you the one or we should still expect the true Son of God. So how is it after the baptism he did that?
Does anyone know the answer? Yeah, Michael. It's an interesting question.
To transfer his disciples to become the disciples of Christ? Was he leading them to be disciples of Christ? He himself knows, but he was taking his disciples to go become disciples of Christ.
Yeah. But the disciples were baptizing also. The disciples baptized the people before. Before.
But it's just a question, like, he wasn't sure that he is not the Son of God, like after he baptized him and he confessed in front of everyone that this is the Lamb of God, that and then after that he sends two of his disciples to ask him, as if he's not sure, are you the one or we still expect the Son of God to come? So I don't know why, it seems that he wasn't sure. So why he said that to him too?
My friends, are you right? Was it doubt from St. John? But it looks as if he was doubting Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. What did you answer?
He was sending his disciples to become disciples of Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. It was not hesitation from St. John the Baptist, but he wanted to appoint or to let these two disciples go to our Lord Jesus Christ to be his his disciples. So if he said to them, he is Jesus Christ, go, they might not go. But he said, go and ask him, is he the Messiah whom we are awaiting or not? And then the answer of the Lord, he said to them, go and say to John about so and so and so. And right away, he witnessed that St. John was the greatest among the prophets all over the history. فهو المسيح يوحنا المعمدان ما كانش شاكك في المسيح لكن كان عايز ياخد الاثنين دول للمسيح يبقوا تلاميذ للمسيح وده اللي حصل فعلا انهم بقوا تلاميذ لانهم كانوا تلاميذ ليوحنا المعمدان قبل كده وفي نفس الوقت he wanted to announce through these two disciples to the whole Jews that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the awaiting, the expected prophet, the expected Messiah, the expected Savior of the whole world to the people indirectly. That's why he sent his two disciples. Yeah. Any other question? أي سؤال تاني من أي نوع؟ عايز تسألي؟
نفس الوضع لما حصل مع السيد المسيح لما قال له أيها المعلم الصالح فقال له لماذا تدعوني صالحا ليس واحد صالح إلا الله وحده فهو نفس الإجابة يقصد بيها عايز يعرف هو بيفكر إزاي فيه علشان يعلن ويثبت هذا الإعلان بالإيمان فنفس الفكرة قالها يوحنا واثق جدا طبعا في ربنا وكل حاجة بس هو عايز يعلن عن طريقه
Nusa said that it's the same way when the rich young man came to him and he worshipped at him and said, oh good master or good teacher. He said, why do you call me good? There is no good but God. If you believe that I am God, then I will accept it from you. If you give it to me as a compliment, no, I don't accept it. As a compliment, no. There is no good master but our Lord. Only. Only. The good master and the good shepherd also. He said about himself that he is the good shepherd. Very good comment here. Any other question? Thank you for listening. God willing, if I don't know, Abuna Bersum expected to come tomorrow, come back tomorrow. Hopefully, Rabbana Yidilu, a safe trip. So I don't know if I'll be my turn next week or not, but at least at my turn, either next week or the week after, we'll continue our meditation on the Acts of Apostles. Why? Because the Acts of Apostles is the good description of the early church. And if we have it and meditate on it and compare what was and what we are now, we did not continue the answer of your question. We just took one factor, which is lack of love. There are many other factors. God willing, next time we'll continue where they were and where we are now. Thank you for listening. Let us pray. Shukrak ya Rab. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Make us worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those trespass against us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine the kingdom, the power, the glory. Amen.